Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Here's something to put at the beginning of this. Hey, lady who's pregnant, and we're going to address
and
your and lonely. We're going to be addressing your bad advice by the end of this show. And you're going to want a friend to be with you when you listen.
Not
like
only
someone supportive.
Are you about to get a cold splash of water? But then Sarah and Coco will hit you with the bucket.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Thursday, April 21st, 2022.
So good.
Why do we pause?
Because there's something else that, things that get cut out.
What's on your mind? Is it your rash guard, the nipples and stuff like that?
Yes. I can't stop thinking about my nipples.
Do you have pictures of that? You must have recorded that somewhere, right?
I know for a fact Bryn has pictures. Because I looked at him and I go, stop, because I'm playing with this kid in the water and I'm
Did
tossing her up
anything?
And down. No, she didn't notice. She's a kid.
Well, no, sometimes kids, they notice and they're like, what's that?
You know, she didn't, and I choose to think that she didn't see it at all.
She didn't notice.
So, but Bryn did, and Bryn's standing around. So I'm throwing the kid around, doing the circle thing with her, and he's taking video, and I go, you're not posting any of that, right? And he goes, right. I would never do that to you.
Well, it would have been against your consent anyways.
Yes. So
you could have sued him.
Sued
him? Yeah. Well, I'm not going to sue him. But,
but they are for personal use, right, Bryn?
Right. Oh my God! Don't even put that
and
in my head.
Good thing my daughter's in the shot too, because clearly, that's part of my inspiration.
Yeah, obviously, she needs to be in bed with you for you to get horny for
you
Anita.
Guys and your damn stories.
Oh, so great. you're saying you have jacked off to the video of Sarah?
No,
and her
I have not.
Top.
I just for the record, I have not, and I will not.
Oh, that's weird. You looked away, huh?
What do you mean I looked away? I'm looking at
away.
My emails
you
right now.
You started to tell your lie, and then you looked away.
Well, that's damning. What the fuck is going on?
I can't look you in the face. I'm lying.
You really
right
are
now.
Something, guys. What do we have planned for today's show? Let's go with that.
Planned? What are you talking about? Show is freeform. I'll tell you something right now, you guys. Listen.
Oh, is this about your nipples?
No, it's not about my nipples.
Gather around, kids. Sarah's going to talk about her nipples.
I'm not going to. So listen. So every Thursday, my housekeeper, Brenda, who is a lovely young woman, she is here and she doesn't vacuum until after we're done recording. And I just realized I just yelled all this stuff out. And I know she's right out there. I know if I open this door. No, she's not there. Phew.
Okay.
But I forget, And John goes, so this morning, The room, we've redone a room. This, we call it the Lord Grantham
the room.
The room?
The room?
Mm-hmm. The room? The room.
It's the room? We've redone a room.
We've redone a bedroom.
Okay.
So my kid moved out about a week ago today. He left for New York City. About a week ago.
How many keggers has he been to since he got to New York?
He's not keeping me apprised of his, as a grown man, he's not telling me his schedule. I do know he went to see a movie in a movie theater, though.
Oh.
In Manhattan.
What did he see?
Everything, Everywhere, All the Time.
Never heard of it.
All at Once?
All at Once, yeah. You have heard of it. We talked about it very briefly. We put the trailer up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So this morning, the room is... Yesterday, I was in touch with Sleep Number because we are Sleep Number clients, and I love that bed. So I wanted to get a Sleep Number twin size mattress. So I'm getting that happen. So there is no mattress in there right now. There's like our kid's old mattress, which is sort of, it doesn't have a box spring. It used to sit on one of those flat beds. I don't know what that's called when you have a bed that doesn't need a box spring. But this one was, so it was just a mattress.
It's a platform bed.
Okay, a platform. He had a platform bed. So the mattress that was on the platform bed is not, so it's laying on the frame of the new bed, and there's a couple support things in there, but it's not, you couldn't sleep on it. Like it sinks, your butt sinks it down between the two. It's just sort of floating on there. And I go in this morning to take a look at the room because I'm so excited about it. And soon it'll be mine or someone's. And I open up the door. There's John laying on the bed. I'm like, what are you doing in here? He goes, well, I was just seeing how loud it is when you're doing your show in the morning. And I was like, well, he goes, it's pretty loud. So I think I'm going to get that room.
I don't know why. He's crazy. He should say, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, have the room.
Except the
only thing is he's probably trying to cut off the eventual, I've decided I want the big room back. And that's probably where he's like, she's going to go in there. She's going to make that whole thing hers. She's going to decide 2 weeks in she fucking hates it and she wants her other room back. And then I'm going to end up in there. Maybe I should just be in there in the first place.
Just check it. Just see what's going on with it. Yeah, I don't know what it is. He likes the room too. I mean, he likes the color. I think he would have preferred cream, but since it's sort of my room. But he likes it. Like yesterday, we were up in the attic pulling out, because we have a lot of artwork that just, you know how you collect stuff over the years, and a lot of it is like framed photos of our kids. So, which I'm not putting those up. There's plenty of those in my house already. But I knew we had this one. We have a map of San Francisco that I like, that I wanted to put back up in there. And we've got a couple things that I wanted to put up. And he seems to be enthusiastically partaking in this process. He was the one who went and got the paint. He was the one who, you know, he's definitely been the point man on this, which is,
he's known you many years, I'm
he,
sure
he does. He happy knows, wife, happy life, man, right?
I guess I hate that saying, but I do understand it tends to be the case.
Yeah, I like to think mutual happiness is,
yeah,
the key.
God for fucking bid everyone gets a say in how things go in their lives, but right, happy wife, happy life. Yes, dear.
That's, yes, great, dear. Yes, dear is a great answer for most questions.
You'd think you'd be feel like that's condescending and a shitty way to have a relationship, but it doesn't seem like anybody cares.
No, it's fine. Oh, shoot. I still have the V Hale questions from yesterday up. Let me get rid of those.
She was fun yesterday.
Oh, she's always so great, isn't she? I mean, just, it's so funny that Kaylee Cuoco got a boop tattoo and it has a whole nother thing. And all right, I'll start with this one. Hey everyone, two questions for Sarah. My cousin started a new job and is trying to find an all-day lipstick. I told her you like Pretty Girl brand lip gloss, but I wasn't sure if you ever tried the lipstick. If you have, can you tell me if it's as good as the gloss? Do they ever send coupon codes? They're kind of pricey. I have never tried their lipstick. I'm going to say, based on how much I love that lip gloss, and I cannot live without it. My lips definitely can't live without it. My lips are still tacky from it right now. And it's been since, I think I reapplied this morning at 3:30 when I got up. It's amazing. It is amazing. Keeps your lips so soft and supple. But that they actually have colored lip gloss, so she could use that as, you know, if she doesn't like the lipstick. I don't know if they do coupon codes. They are kind of pricey. I think it's worth it, but, you know, it's like, I want to say it's like 18 or 20 bucks for a little thing of the lip gloss. It's not cheap. So I don't know if I can help this lady with that. Second question, my bestie's in the market for an IUD, but may want to have another child in the future. You said you almost never have a period. Would you be able to use the one that you have? The name of it is Mirena.
Or get the arm one. You don't really get a period with that.
Oh, you don't get a period with that? What's it called?
It's in my, like, I left my wallet in my car.
Plus? Narcan?
No.
Norcal?
Nexapan? Something like that.
Nexatrim? Dexatrim? Yeah, there are implant ones. There are a lot of options now. You know, any IUD, I think you can still have a kid afterward. They just yank the thing out.
Same with the arm one.
Nexplanon.
Yes, that one.
Nexplanum?
Yeah. Same with
Planon. Like Nexplanon.
Nexplanon.
Yeah. All one
Nexplanon.
Word.
Nexplanon.
Same with the arm. It's like you can get a period and it's just, it can be spotty or it can last a week and a half, which is a side effect until your body
gets used to it.
And then you won't have one. Or you might have one that would only last like three days every month. So yeah. It just depends on what you're looking for. But I don't usually get one, or I get one every like 3 months or something.
Mine is a progesterone emitter, or it was, I should say. It's called Mirena. I think I want to say that your wife also has the same one that I had, Vinny.
I don't know what hurt she has. She has an IUD, but the question is about whether you can have it and then have a kid. Ask a doctor.
Yeah, we're not doctors, even though we pretend to be one. I will say this. My particular one is only for, you have to have already had kids or at least a kid to get this one. So it sounds to me like it's for people who don't want to have more kids, this progesterone thing. But I had zero period. Like the last 20 years of my life since I got that in, I really didn't have, once in a while I'd have a little to be like, oh, that's something. But now I think I'm in menopause. I'm not positive.
Do you still have it in?
They yank it out. Oh. But but nothing's going on. So I'm going to say I'm in menopause. What the fuck? How did this happen? Which is awesome. Oh, so just leave me alone down there. So anyway, yes, talk to your OB-GYN. The one I have is Marina. She wants to ask about that, but I think that you have to have had babies. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend, too. There's that one. You cut out all these long pauses.
Or leave it in.
Or just cut them out.
It's real life.
It's live.
This one is a thank you. I wanted to write in and thank Vinny for sharing so openly about his addiction. As a spouse of a recovering addict, Vinny's perspective is always eye-opening, and it honestly makes me very aware of how my husband views things that I don't as a, quote, normie. Is that a term?
It is.
Like what? Just normal people who can have a drink and aren't?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very specific. I had a severe problem with alcohol. Severe. It's real. It's not, there's no way around it. I can't take a drink without taking 20 drinks. It's just not an option for me. And it torpedoes my life. I've tried all the possible ways to still enjoy a drink, and there's nothing enjoyable about drinking for me. So, and when they talk about a normie, what they're saying is someone who can have a drink and not be hyper-focused on it every day, every minute for the rest of their lives. Like,
right.
It's that all-consuming
for
some people.
It doesn't undo them.
And other people could get a drink and maybe not even pick it up.
Right.
They're busy talking.
Yeah.
I'm having fun. I don't even know what.
Or they take a bite of their food and they go, oh, I need something to wash that down with. Let me take a slug of this.
So that's a normie, is someone who just can enjoy alcohol without it being
not an alcoholic
thing. Right.
It reminded me to give him grace, because this shit is hard on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
On February 11th, Vinny talked about his rigid schedule and shrinking his life down. He also talked about how hard it is to face all the hurt an addict causes and the wreckage that they leave behind. That hit me. I think about all the pain I've been through with my spouse, but I forget that the person in recovery is also digging and salvaging some heavy stuff as well. My husband and I are thankfully in a good space right now. It took years for us to get here, though, and I'm thankful for Narcotics Anonymous and the treatment program that he went to. I know he works really hard to maintain sobriety every day. Thank you for the reminder, Vin, that this isn't easy for anyone and for always being so open with your personal life. Your words help me more than your words help more than you will ever know. Thank you, M. I think that is, I think that's really true that I've always been grateful that you, when you came back, we didn't have to make any excuses for why you had left. You went on there and said, I am a garden variety drunk. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. And I think when you were in Oregon, you never really addressed it. You just said, I don't drink. I don't know. I never talked
about it. No, because it didn't happen in Oregon.
Right.
It happened here.
People were on a need-to-know basis.
There wasn't any way, like anyone who's listened to our show would go, well, yeah, but why did you leave? What happened to you? There were rumors everywhere.
Oh, my God. There were crazy rumors.
Yeah. So
I even, you know, listen, I didn't even know for sure because you were the quintessential addict, lying about everything and hiding things. And so you know, I would hear things from people who I figured knew you. And, you know, in the end, you came back and I believe you that you were they were saying you were doing all kinds of things. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I had no idea.
No, I've never taken pills. I've never taken heroin. I've never there's a ton of stuff that, you know, people get addicted to. And I'm not saying that's not just the same stuff. But in all honesty, the difference is, for me, it's a legal problem. Like, I can get my problem down at the store.
It's all around you. If you go out to dinner, it might not be on your table, but it's certainly available there.
Right. No, it's on my TV. It's all over the place. So, yes, it's a very big problem for a lot of people. But, yeah, I don't, you know, I'd prefer to not talk about it because I do think that people get sick of fucking hearing it. Normal people go, yeah, you partied too much. Good for you. Okay. I'm not here to change your mind.
Right. You know, you bring up seeing it on TV, like as a person who is absolutely 100% addicted to nicotine, and I just cannot seem to find the willpower to quit, although I vape now instead of actually smoke, I find that to be hard. Like even now, I'll be watching something on TV and I see it and I reach over for my vape pen. I'll see someone smoke and I go, oh yeah, that, I love that. And that was one of the hardest things about quitting smoking is seeing that. And you've quit everything. I mean,
hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you say, do you have any vices left? Coffee. I don't think coffee's a vice. They say coffee's actually pretty good for you.
Coffee's a vice, and yes, I still am very much an alcoholic. Believe me. Look, people who quit alcohol still have a lot of work to do on themselves. They're not capable of coping with things the way others are. I tell you this. I've told my wife this. There's a lot of things that fuck me up, and including, if something gets into my head before I'm going to bed, I will wrestle with that all night long for no good reason. Mm. It's just insane. Like, my head takes a lot of work to get through normal stuff for people who have problems. And I don't say that because I want special treatment or I'm not making excuses, but people, yes, are working on themselves all the time when they've got this problem, even though they're not using.
All right, here's one that Bryn has titled Lonely and Pregos.
Oh, no.
I know. Love you guys. Longtime listener. First time writing in. I am currently 24 weeks pregnant with my first baby. My husband and I went through 3 years of unexplained fertility issues before using IVF to get where we are today. I am so happy and thankful to finally be pregnant, but something has shifted in my relationship. My husband and I used to frequently drink together, and now that I can't drink, we have very little conversation or time together after work or on the weekends. While my time is now spent prepping for baby or just kicking my feet up after a long day at work, my partner has now decided that working out for 2 or 3 hours a night, talking on the phone with friends and parents, sometimes 1 to 2 hours at a time twice a day, or walking the dog just to get high are all main priorities. Oh, so he takes the dog out on a walk and hits a doob. While I am thankful the drinking during the week is not a thing, the weekends are a whole other issue. I feel like he's avoiding me. He recently said he's cool with the fact that we don't sleep in the same room and he's not interested in having sex or even masturbating anymore. Okay, there's a lot going on here.
What?
Granted, my sex drive has slowed down with the pregnancy, but I still want to feel like he wants me. This pregnancy has become so lonely, and I honestly feel like a loser sitting at home with this oh-so-busy husband that can't make time for me after work or on weekend evenings. When I talk to him about it, I get a lot of defensiveness and statements like, I'm with you all the time, or at least I don't come home and drink. Am I being clingy? Is it a phase that happens with pregnancy, or is he giving me clear signs he has 1 foot out the door? Thank you, guys. Love you, OFOC. There's a lot here.
Well, the first thing I would say is, probably any pregnant woman who finds herself, you know, there you are, you're pregnant. Suddenly this is growing inside you and you already have mama bear coming out of you in that you need to take care of that kid. Like that's your new priority. Whether or not you're going to go back to work full time or whatever, the kid's always going to be the first thing in your mind at right. all times. So the idea that you're questioning his behavior, that makes sense to me. His behavior, on the other hand, I don't get what he's doing there. I don't know if that's 1 foot out the door or if there's your relationship's gonna go through changes and it's gonna be hard. And I wish that was more openly discussed because so many people now just post the rosy story. And look, no one does want to hear you bitching about what, you know, the horrid state of your relationship. So I guess that's better. You know, it's better to just post the rosy smiling photos, but there's a lot of hardship that comes with kids and it strains the best relationships.
And you know, I'll say something, 3 years of IVF also strains things. Mm-hmm. And when having a baby becomes someone's focus, and I'm not saying this is everyone, but I will say I've been through this with several couples. And I mean, you can't really get to your 50s and not know someone who's going through this. It's all consuming. And sometimes that journey in and of itself can taint a relationship. The guy feels like he's the sperm donor. The woman is completely distraught every month when she gets her period. It just become, then there's all these hormonal things. Like if you go through IVF, you got to take those pregnancy hormones or whatever they call the fertility hormones. There is so much that goes into that that you can absolutely take your eyes off everything else that matters to you in life because you're completely zoomed in on this problem that's in front of you. And now, 24 weeks later, you find out you're pregnant. And 24 weeks later, you're looking around yourself going, shit, this place is a wreck. Mm-hmm. This place being your relationship.
Right. And here you are. You finally got what you wanted. You're building a family. And yet the guy feels second citizen, third citizen, whatever term you want to use. I look, what I was going to say is he doesn't even know what's coming. When that baby gets here, he's going to be in the back seat for a while. And it's like that reaction he's having now, that's the part I'm surprised. Like, I yeah. got that. I didn't expect it, but I got it after the kid was here. I realized, oh, my needs are no longer on her mind almost at all.
Right.
And that's the part where the strain starts to come in, where you go, I didn't feel resentful of the kid. I didn't feel resentful of her, but I did realize, wow, I'm way down the priority list now.
I don't know that the baby arriving is going to solve anything here. But I mean, as far as like a relationship where now she can have a drink, like she's saying, we used to have a drink after work and we'd have conversation and we were together because we were having these drinks. I feel like that's all just blown out of the water. There's so many problems here that he doesn't even want to masturbate anymore. Like, are we sure this guy working up for 2 or 3 hours a night? I have big suspicions about what's going on with this guy.
I thought cheating.
Yeah, immediately. Immediately.
You can't jump to conclusions, though.
We're not doing. And listen, we can. She shouldn't. She should do a little checking up. I mean, obviously, she needs to follow him around.
Yeah.
You're not
figure
there
out
any
what
days.
He's doing.
Yeah. So yeah, you got to be real careful what
you
say.
Need to hack
here.
His Instagram, see who he's actually calling.
Oh. Yeah, also right. He's on the phone with friends and family for
who's
1 to 2 hours a day.
On his walks to go
oh,
get
man,
high.
Guys.
Yeah, this is I am having a lot of there's a lot of red flags here that may have been there while you were going through this I got to get pregnant journey. That you just ignored because you really wanted to get pregnant.
You're so consumed
It is all consuming. She's saying her sex drive slowed down, but he is not interested in having sex at all anymore. That's a problem.
But that, look, there's, what did we hear from one of our coworkers? No, it was an intern. Wasn't he? Whatever. He said something like, I watched the baby come out of there and now I never want to go there again. And I'm like, what?
It was like, he
was
called
he
it
gay?
The face
Fuck?
Of the devil.
Yeah,
no,
like, I
he just wasn't into his wife anymore. They just got
that's
a
divorce. What I'm saying. These things do have, depending on the person, they can change. I mean, look, there's all kinds of, I worked with someone and he was joking, but was he?
He wasn't.
His wife got pregnant and he was like, I don't have sex with fat chicks.
Ew.
And we're like, what the fuck? She's pregnant with your kid, dude. What are you talking about?
Jesus. That
so
guy
there's all
kind sucks.
Of weird reactions.
On so many that, levels.
But, well, absolutely. 1,000% I'm with you. So I'm trying to say, I don't know what this guy's going through. But I do think you're in. This is the one thing I do think. The baby's not even here yet.
No.
Like the real trouble is nowhere near yet. That's the sleeplessness and the amount of energy that you specifically will put into feeding that baby. Whether that's like, let's hope your lactation comes easily and the kid latches and that's not another thing added to your pile.
Yeah, no, life is about to get really hard. You think it's hard now?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, I mean, he does sound like he's 1 foot out the door. I can imagine him getting a taste of this whole thing and going, fuck this. I'll see you later. I'll send the child support checks. This doesn't,
not necessarily, though.
Oh, come
maybe
on,
he's
man.
He's just unaware. And, you know, as a father, you don't
you
know
You think
what
maybe
to
he suddenly will step up and
maybe he's lost, you know, he just doesn't know what he's going, like
what's my part
for.
In all this?
Yeah. And I don't know. I can't say what he's going through or his excuses, but I don't think you can't say he's doing it intentionally. And this girl is not being clingy. She just wants her relationship back, but it's for sure going to change.
Yeah.
Communication.
I'm
maybe,
really
maybe
scared
find my
here.
Friends on iPhone.
Yeah, Find My Friends is for sure.
He definitely doesn't even know how far back on the priority list he's going to go. So it does seem strange. I do know that, you know, the hyper focus on making a baby may have sort of been slowly pushing him away, you know, up to this point. But the idea that you finally got what you were both after, it should be a celebratory moment. It should be a bonding moment. It should
absolutely
be, like I'm saying, he doesn't even know how that's going to go for him yet. You can't tell people.
This is just my experience. When we got pregnant, it was, you know, like it became our little thing that we had together. Like we were going to be a family. Like I feel like that's really missing here. Like he doesn't seem interested. He's not asking. I mean, there's plenty to talk about now. It's not like because you're not having drinks, there's nothing to talk about. You're having a baby. Like there's a million things to talk about and exciting things and the future and all the things that make having a baby tolerable.
You know what's one of the things that's like when we first got pregnant, and I am just this way, and I know people will go, what could be on that list of yours you're always talking about? Look, I'm a list maker, and I'm also someone who will not sit down and relax or go surfing or have fun until my fucking list is done. Mm-hmm. That's just the way I'm built. So, but I was getting the room ready, getting the crib, getting the there's a list of stuff you got to do. And I'm doing all this. And I have people who've been through it going, go surfing. You're not going to get to anymore. Once this kid gets here, stop worrying about the bedroom. The baby won't know anything of it. Get out of the house and go have some fun and make
sleep
sure
in your bed anyway.
And I just couldn't. And then the baby got here and I went, oh, right. And I'm like, in my head, I'm all, oh, I'm going to take guitar back up and I'll just play guitar while the baby. You can't sit down and get into. Yeah. Come on.
Hilarious.
Another like completely naive idea I had going into having a kid. I don't know what's going on with him. I want to believe that it's not as bad as Coco and Sarah are making it sound, but it does unfortunately not look great.
There's some big red flags there.
Maybe you should listen to this with a friend for emotional support.
Yeah, it's really...
Although it's too late now because here we are saying it at the very end. Here's something to put at the beginning of this. Hey, lady who's pregnant and we're going to address
and
your... And lonely. We're going to be addressing your bad advice by the end of this show. And you're going to want a friend to be with you when you listen.
Not
like
only...
Someone supportive.
Are you about to get a cold splash of water... But then Sarah and Coco will hit you with the bucket.
Stop it. Hey. Don't just wait till she gets a friend already. Get a supportive friend to listen to it with you.
Or like ice
Embrace
cream.
Embrace yourself for Coco and Sarah.
Okay.
I mean, I could be dramatic, so.
So could I. On with the show.
Right.
Okay, so now we've done that, and we rerun that part at the beginning. And Vinny, give us those magic words.
Oh, we're done? The end.
Yes.